Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is not over. We will begin again here locally on Friday. We'll be at the Chaucer this week in Highlandtown, then next week on the 17th. Johnny O, Baltimore County Executive, Johnny Gashevsky, going to join us at Costas. I have my Costas shirt on earlier here. You know, I'm all crabbed up around here after all the Ocean City places gave me shirts, blue. I got Fadley's. I got stuff around here, and I got crab cakes on the mind, and it's crazy. My friend Karen Sagel, who invites me out to do food tastings, is how I gain weight back before COVID, always had events and festivals and things where we raise money for good causes and do different things. The one thing that came to me years ago that I never acted upon was this incredible crab cake tasting event. Doug Butchke, he hosts these things and puts these things on. And, you know, when I talk to the scientists, Doug, about doing a crab cake tour in Maryland, they all wanted me to do it in September. And I'm like, I got to go to Vegas on my, I mean, I got games, I got football games. So I did August, but everyone knows the crabs really run best right around now, right, which is why my wife made crab soup today, which I had for lunch. People keep asking me, are you tired of it? Hell no, I'm putting it in soup right now. And you're not going to be tired of it next week. Doug, it's great to have you on. I'm sorry I've never told the story of crab cake tasting and what you do, but tis the season. We're up on your big event in a week or two, right?
Yes, yes, sir. Thank you, Nestor, for having me on here. Yes, it's coming up on September 21st.
All right, so give me the genesis of your thing. I'll be happy. I've been eating crab cakes my whole life, and this was a bit of a conduit to try to bring people together for conversation, to get me out, to see places like Deep Creek Lake that I had never seen, and Solomon's Island, and Chris Field, and Smith Island, all this wild stuff I did the last month with the Maryland flag, not just the state fair flag. Give me the genesis of crab cake tasting and an event, because there are lots of folks that host lots of events, but I've learned this is only something you could kind of do around here, or maybe Crisfield.
right. Pretty much around here. So this started, I guess, 8 years ago, because this will be my seventh one, and we didn't do it last year, obviously. So started about 8 years ago, just as an idea for an expo. And I hold networking events, happy hours, and things like that. And I do some larger business expos a few times a year. So I just got the idea to do this. So it kicked off. The very first one was at La Fontaine Blue in Glen Burnie. So basically,
DJ'd a lot of weddings there. You know, I did the chocolate fountain. I know the whole deal over there, you know.
So just find local restaurants and caterers, and then they compete to see who makes the best crab cakes. And people buy a ticket and they come through and they sample the crab cakes and they vote for their favorite. We don't have judges because they can know who they're voting for when they walk in the door. So we don't have judges.
Everybody. I have been a judge, by the way, so don't disparage judges. We get and happy.
Other judges.
And I call it straight down the middle, man. When I, you know, listen, I'm not discriminating about most things, but when it comes to food, man, you make good food. I vote for you. That's the way it goes. You know, I went down to Hooper's Island. I went to Suicide Bridge. I went out to Deep Creek. I've been everywhere searching for a crab cake. So get down the laurels. Not too far for me to come, Doug.
No, not too bad. So I've moved it around over the years. Anne Arundel County, Baltimore, now Laurel this year. But people vote for their favorite. And then the top three in each category win some prizes to put up on their wall or in their trophy case. And it started as a crab cake challenge. So I added in some local breweries and wineries, and it's a trade show, right? So there's local businesses set up as an exhibitor booth, and, you know, a few hundred people come through and try all the samples, visit all the booths. And it's just a big, fun event. Well, after 2 years of this, somebody said, hey, why don't you do crab soup also? And I was like, oh, that's a great idea.
Well, my wife's got a pot in here right now. It'll kill it, man. She put okra in it. We have put Wise Market sponsors me, so I want to give a shout out for our Wise Conversations and our dear friends. And man, we roll that produce out right now. You got fresh corn. I mean, I didn't put any peaches in the crab soup, but they're delicious right now. And so my wife had never made crab soup, and everywhere we went on the tour, Eastern Shore, Southern Maryland, they were like, our crab soup's pretty good. And I went on the web, it says crab soup's good here. We tried it. We did not have a perfect bowl of soup. And I mean that with all due respect to the 15 bowls of cream of crab and Maryland crab. So my wife decided this weekend that she wanted to make some homemade crab soup. We took in recipes from everywhere. I went to Costas and I got some crabs. I went to Al's and got some crabs. I pulled the legs off. So I'd have two different kinds of recipes in the soup, right? And we went green bean, lima bean, white corn, cabbage. My wife worked out a special sort of stock and some Dijon mustard, some Worcestershire. So I literally had my first bowl of it about 20 minutes ago. It's a little young, but I have not had a perfect bowl of crab soup this year. So maybe in Laurel, that'll be my day.
Maybe
right?
in Laurel. Maybe in Laurel.
How many people are going to make soups and crab cakes at your event, Doug?
Usually it's 8 to 10 participants. This year we have 7 already confirmed, and we're looking to get a few more. But as you probably know, crab meat is out of control. Staffing is an issue for the restaurants, even just to have their restaurant open right now. So it's a bit of a challenge. So it's kind of a last minute thing here where a few people are waiting just to make sure they can staff it. But you're talking about the soup. What's interesting is the third year we did crab soup also, but I didn't stop and think it's almost impossible to compare somebody's cream of crab soup against somebody else's Maryland crab soup. So then after that, we had to have 3 competitions, right? Maryland crab, cream of crab, and crab cakes.
Well, so there's also for a real East Side or the half and half, right? I mean,
yeah, I love the blend, but I'm so far unwilling to add a 4th competition for the half and half.
Next year.
But I love it. That's what I order when I go out.
It's ideas, man. Doug Butchke's here. He's a man of great ideas and brings people together. CrabCakeTasting.com. CrabCakeTasting.com. By the way, I bought Crab Cake Tour and I brought Club Crab Cake for use maybe as an entrepreneur myself what I've done with the Crab Cake Tour and getting out. You know, Doug, the one thing I would say for anybody that makes a crab cake, and I went on this rampage all month long, whether it was with Ben Cardin or Heather Mazier or Larry Hogan, Michael Steele, I sat with all these folks. Every place that makes a crab cake in a state is a small business. There's no Walmart. There's no, not even Phillips. You know what I mean? Like, there's no big business. These are all small local places, which I thought really spoke to my heart as a Maryland entrepreneur, a Baltimore entrepreneur. I've been trying to bring people together. What else do you do? You don't just do this crab. I mean, I know you've been in this space bringing people together, and this is just the weirdest thing the last 2 years. All we've ever tried to do is bring people together. And now you're like, no, I can't have people together. Right. We're people. It's what we do. Right. We get together, you know. Right. But I would think the last 18 months for anybody, you know, I mean, my friend Greg throws the barbecue events and the beer events and whatnot. I can't wait to get back to larger scale these things and support folks for bringing small businesses together and bringing what used to be city fairs and town halls. And I still see these festivals in Denton, Maryland, where they shut down the town square and bring it together. I saw it in Frederick on the last Saturday of the month. You're trying to do that under one tent, under a business. I mean, a pro business sort of platform.
Help local businesses meet each other and refer business back and forth through word of mouth networking. So I hold networking happy hour events in Carroll County, Howard, Baltimore, and Anne Arundel. Usually 1 or 2 events a week going on. I have one tonight, actually, at Arundel Mills. And then 3 of these larger business expos per year. In January, I do a kickoff party for the new year and a coat drive. So we have people donate used but gently used winter gear and rally all that stuff up and give it out to local families in need. And then in April, I do a showcase and tasting, which is not a competition. Local restaurants just handing out samples of whatever they want to show off. And they're all good PR events and they're all fun and everybody gets good exposure, win or lose if it's a competition. But the crab cake challenge and crab soup competition is the only one that's actually a competition.
Well, my palate will be the judge. Doug Butchke's here. You can find him at Crab Cake Tasting. Your event's out at the racetrack, right? And I've been down there. I've seen the remodeling. You're doing this in a beautiful room down there in Laurel.
It's really nice room, the sports bar, ballroom. It's actually in 3 different rooms. So from 4 to 5 p.m., we have a speed networking thing going on, which is optional. Somebody that works for the government or is a teacher, they don't need to go networking for their business, right? So if they want to come from 4 to 5, there's a speed networking where you can meet a lot of people really fast. The main event is from 5 to 8 p.m. And then from 8 to 10, we have a live band playing at the lounge part of the building where we announce the winners of the competition.
Not just any band. It's Dave Teeth. That's my dude. Laughing Cause, the whole deal. I mean, by the way, Dave is my ID Life rep. He actually sold me the hydrate that's inside of the wild.
Nice.
Seriously, it's a true story. So Dave will be there. Dave's strumming. You're serving crab cakes and crab soup. I mean, you asked me off the air the same question everybody keeps asking me, which is, tired of crab cakes yet? No. By the way, the last thing, and I know we have a mutual friend. I mean, Al Seafood, I saw you on with Chad the other day on BAL. And so I've seen Chad twice this week. Chad, I went to get crabs from Pete and Nick over at Costas and to get the cream spinach that they have. It's unbelievable. Chad is trying to bring his business back to life at Al's in Dundalk and German Hill Road. And I've known his family for 40 years and trying to help him a little bit. So I got a couple of crabs from both places. I use them in the crab soup. But Chad says to me, I'm going to do my best Chad now. So he's going to get pissed at me, but I'm going to do, Hey, give me a minute. Hold on. Let me go in the fridge. He comes out with a pound of crab meat. He's like, hey, this was the crab meat I used with Doug on BAL. I can't sell it. You know, I just make it a really good crab case. Here, put this in your crab soup. So literally the crab that I just ate in the crab soup was the same crab you were in front of 48 hours ago at BAL promoting your event. That Maryland crab meat is what I'm consuming. And my wife said to me, swear to God, she made a huge thing of crab soup. She said to me, we got to use the crab meat before like Friday. We might need to make some crab cakes. And I'm like, no, I'm not making any crab cakes. We're dumping that crab meat in that soup. We're going to do it up. So for you, separation of church and state. I mean, I do business with Costas and I do business with Fadley's. I've had their crab cakes on the tour. I'm going to be at Costas next week. We're going to be at the Chaucer in Highlandtown on Friday, this Friday, the 10th, kicking it off with Zeke Cohen and also the executive director of the Enoch Pratt Free Library, Heidi Daniels, going to come out and talk about the Zappa statue. Cause you know, I got a rock and roll heart, Doug. But I ask everyone, do you have a crab cake profile that like, are you mustardy, creamy, fried, broiled? Like I learned a lot about crab cakes the last month and what my profile is. And one of the things my wife wants me to do is like work on my own recipe that's based on the recipes that I've enjoyed and the techniques that I've enjoyed the most. But get me straight. Do you have a place like if Michael Jordan comes to town and you got to entertain him or Barack Obama or whoever your celebrity, where would you take said celebrity for a crab cake in your world? Where's the Butchke family crab cake?
Yeah. Well, Al Seafood certainly has a great one. They won the competition 2 years ago in 2019.
My wife has known them for 18 years, 18 and a half years. We've been married. She never had a crab cake at Al's until day 29 of the tour. This is last Sunday, day August 29th. He made the crab cake, broiled it. He has some wine concoction in the water that steams it and broils it. And my wife went like, after eating crab cakes for 29 days, my wife went crazy for Chad's crab cake at Al's Seafood. So no BS. Like, it's a great crab cake he serves there. I called it a Highlandtown crab cake. He called it a Hooper's Island crab cake.
Right. So definitely broiled over fried in my world. Not too much breading. A lot of people want to put the filler in, especially with crab meat pricing right now. So it's got to have some lump crab meat in there. That's kind of my go-to. Chad uses saltine crackers as the breadcrumbs in there. So that's binder, a little secret ingredient to bind it together. So that way you're not.
Fadley's uses that too. So I talk to all these people, right? I talk to these folks. They give me a part of the recipe. You know, they don't give me the whole thing. I went down to Smith Island, Doug. I went over to Tylerton on a boat. You know, it took an hour. We get over to this little island, 37 people live there. And Duke Marshall served me a fried crab cake where he uses all parts of the crab, right? So that's his secret. And he said, I'm not going to tell you what's in it. He uses black pepper, coarse black pepper. It did not profile like a Chesapeake Bay J.O. Old Bay. It didn't have that profile. It tasted different. And I think it's amazing what people, you say, well, I got 7 crab cakes. If you get to 10, great. They'll all be different. That's the one thing you can count on. Every crab cake's made differently.
Correct. And Fadley's does have a great one there at Lexington Market. And I spoke to her years ago, maybe around the 3rd or 4th competition. She was very interested in doing this, but she wanted me to make it a rule that all of the competitors had to use Maryland crab meat, which I get it and I appreciate it, but I'm not in their budget world and I don't know where they get stuff from. So I told her, I'm very sorry, but I can't force them to buy the crab meat somewhere.
She has been defiant on that about local.
Oh, boy.
She inspired the tour for me to go around the state. And quite frankly, I mean, I spent a lot of time now with, you know, the crabbing community and people and, you know, people that lobby on their behalf to some degree, and J.M. Clayton were, you know, workers and H-2B visas and like, just it's a very complicated thing, you know, and it's really, it's an important part of our economy. And I think I've learned nothing else, I've learned that over the last 6 months, that sort of sticking together and taking care of each other. The fact of the matter is, and everybody will tell you this, we don't have enough crabs in the bay to service how many people want a crab cake.
Correct.
That's the truth.
Correct. Yeah, but she was a very nice lady, and they have great crab cakes, and I've had them many times.
Oh, they're delicious. There's no doubt about it. So tell me more about your vendors. Who all's coming? And give me a little bit more on, like, showing up, because, like, I'm thinking of coming, Doug. I don't know if you've heard. I'm a crab cake guy.
I've heard, and I'm glad, and I hope you can make it. So, yeah, the event is from 4 to 8 p.m. I said the first hour is the speed networking for those that want to take advantage of it. We do have probably about 50 local exhibitor booths and maybe 7 or 8 sponsors. So that same first hour from 4 to 5 in the ballroom will be an exhibitor and sponsor reception. So they can meet each other. They can try the crab cakes and sample the beer and the crab soup without having to wait in line behind 10 attendees and then race back to their table. So that hour is just for them.
I like waiting in line. I meet people when I'm in line. You know what I mean?
I do.
But I'm going to be elbowed up and masked out because that's the way I'm rolling these days.
That's okay. That's all right. So yeah, it's Laurel Park, 2nd floor, easy access, escalators, elevators, ramps. You don't even need to go up one step to get to the place. And it's a big fun event we do every year. It's, you know, tickets are $25, but I'm telling people on these broadcasts that Karen is helping me get in front of. If you use promo code NFFF, that's for National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, then they save $5 on the ticket. And $5 goes to the foundation. They help raise money to support families and coworkers of firefighters who die in the line of duty. And this is the 20-year anniversary of 9/11, so it felt like a good foundation to support this year. Actually, I'm going to be at Raven Stadium this Saturday doing their memorial stair climb, where we walk up an equal number of steps equal to the World Trade Center to kind of appreciate what those guys have to do. And then we also have a silent auction, and the proceeds from that will benefit the foundation also.
So, Doug, yeah. I appreciate you, man. You're doing good work, and I hope to get down there on the 21st. Tuesday the 21st, 4 to 8. Come on down, see Dave Teef strum the guitar. Or have a crab cake if I put you in the mood for one for this week. It costs us next week. If you're missing out, come on down and join us. You know, it's nice to get out. It's nice to see people again. It's nice to elbow bump once in a while. But it's even better to, man, that's a crab cake night. 7 or 8 different crab cakes, trying it all out, figuring it all out, filling out my little form for who the winner will be. So, and it's good to get down to Laurel anytime, too. I got some good members down there. Doug.
And then Captain Defense will be there. Fancy Clancy will be there. So we got some Orioles and Ravens people in the house, too.
Well, if Cat and D's there, you know, who do you think gave him all the defense signs back in the day? He'll tell you. Wes will tell you, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, Fancy Clancy, you know, it's not.
His beer will be there, too. We'll have his brewery.
I have not had his beer yet because I haven't been
to the ballpark. It's fantastic. I'm a boring Bud Light kind of beer drinker, but his Pilsner beer is excellent.
If it's a Pilsner,
they'll be handing out samples.
Well, if Fancy's giving me a sample, then there'll be social media displayed that evening with me and Fancy Clancy.
Yes.
Doug, I appreciate you, man. Go out to Crab Cake Tasting. The event's on the 21st. Doug's been a friend. It's been a long time coming that I have him on the program. So I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate Karen setting it all up. And I'll be down there filling my belly. By the way, I've lost 5 pounds since the end of the tour. So I gained about 9 or 10. I'm trying to move backwards. I had Wise Markets on, the dietitian here. They're trying to do back to school, and it turned out to be getting Nestor back into size 32, you know, because too many crab cakes filled me. Well, Doug, the problem wasn't the crab cakes, and it wasn't the broiled or the fried. It really wasn't, because I didn't eat any red meat the whole month. There's a lot of things. The problem was fries or chips. No. You're our guest. You have to have dessert. Here, right. Have the cake, have the pie, have the pudding, have the muffins. Yep. So that was the problem. So
the add-ons.
Exactly. And more than that, here, have a sandwich. And, you know, these Western Maryland and Eastern Shore people, very friendly people. They're like my father in Scranton, Pennsylvania. They put white bread on the table. You know, they just drop like a loaf of bread on the table before the whole party begins. So I put on some LBs. So I'm cutting down. I'm going to go to crab balls at your thing. I'm not going to go full crab cake, but okay. I am looking forward to it. Great concept. Great to bring people together. And I call it Prince George's County because Michael Steele and Donna Edwards both smacked me around last month when I called it PG.
PG.
They didn't like when I called it PG.
No, they don't like that.
Yeah, so it's Prince. I didn't know that till I started calling it PG in front of something. And I said, wait, do you hear how upset you'll get when I call the Washington football team by their God-given name?
All right.
Doug, we'll see you next Tuesday, okay? Be well.
All right. Thank you, sir. Take
care. Doug Butchke joining us here. They let him on BAL with Chad. I mean, I've had him and Chad separately here this week, but the crab meat, we're all in it together. Crab cake tasting, the way to find him. You can find me anywhere the internet is, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat. My hashtag was Crab Cake Tour. You can find me there and all the stuff we're doing at the Chaucer and at the Costas and beyond as football season gets rocking and I roll to Las Vegas. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking crab cakes and beating the Chiefs and Monday night football and Tuesday afternoon crab cakes.